Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Chayu Chavit Fega Bas Michal Dispasia. Brius HaShleima. Nechagita Bas Ruchayim Tzvi. V'choyotzeich HaLetzeha. This is a tshuva from the Sefer Machne Chaim. Machne Chaim was called the Ungarish Reb Chaim. He was a very, very big Lamdan. Besides being one of the post-Gador and a big Gaon, but also has a lot of Yesodos and Lamdas, and very fascinating tshuvas. Machne Chaim, Reb Chaim Sofer, is Talmud Chasam Sofer, although he wasn't related. So here's a tshuva in Siman Nun Hey. In the Machne Chaim, Chaim Chelik Vav Zayin. Fascinating Shaila. Asher Neshalti Mipi Chami. I was asked this by my father-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Sofer Deitch. Ha-Maisa Shaya Kachaya. He and his friends, four friends of his, Iskimu l'siyayitz al p'nei ha-sodeh, v'avur masu matan ayachot, v'yaru l'siyayitz b'veisam, ki oznayim l'koysu, v'hochu b'layla michutz l'ayir, v'sham nasu v'nasnu b'dover, v'gamru yachtov shal ligaboy, ki yesh sakana b'dover, v'kashe hochu l'beitzam v'choftzu l'elech achorei botim, So they go to the field, him and four of his friends, and they want to speak about a business matter, but they don't want to speak at home because, you know, people will listen in. They went at night outside the city, and there they spoke about the matter, and when they were going home, they wanted to go behind the houses. They saw this pillow on the ground, and they wanted to pick it up, and then one guy said to his friends, you know, it's the middle of the night, maybe there's some sort of kishuf. There was some sort of witchcraft involved over here. They were scared to touch this pillow. So they said, let's take a knife and slash the pillow, and then the kishuv won't harm us. Now he's telling this story from his father-in-law. This isn't like, you know, something he read in a storybook. His father-in-law was a person he knew and he trusted. So they're afraid of kishuf, these guys, and they come upon this pillow, and they start slashing with a knife. So this way the witchcraft won't hurt them. And then all of a sudden, after they slash this pillow, they hear the voice of a woman crying out to Hashem. And these men were filled with fear. And they stepped back. And the woman said, please give me one of your jackets, because she's naked. And then she'll speak to them. So one of them threw his jacket to her. She wore it. And this woman comes out and stands before them. And they knew her. She's one of the ladies in town. And she says to them, you should know, 3 years ago, my husband wasn't home. And a certain woman promised to come sleep by her. And because of a certain reason, she didn't come. And in the middle of the night, she's lying in bed. A man comes in, and she's terrified. And he comes into the bed, and he has beer with her. And she couldn't scream. In the morning, she sees that the door is locked. And I said, it must be a dream. How's the door locked? And there's a key inside the door. So from then until now, I felt that this was a demon. And numerous times at night, they take me from my bed, even though my husband is there, he's sleeping. They take me, and this shade, this demon, has beer with me. And I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. But now I'm allowed to tell. Now that you slashed, you stabbed me, you saved me. Because now he's not going to have power anymore over me. And she started to cry. And she said that if you tell my husband, he's going to be disgusted with me. And my children also are going to be lecher pasola. So do me a chesed and swear to me you're not going to tell anybody. And they swore to God they would not tell anybody, even their wives. And they walked her home. That was the maisa. And now the father-in-law is concerned that maybe she's usher to her husband. On one hand, he swore not to tell. On the other hand, maybe she's usher to her husband and she should tell. He should tell. So he answers, "Ashechakarti veishafti l'chamizal sheyishtop v'yasheval taisa. Upachad libi kasher igia liyad yishut shal agoyim Reb Chaim Cohen. Hashem b'zara l'chazik apsak asher gati l'chami lishtop v'yakapal schara l'shtika." So I was very afraid. I got this tshuva sefer of Agoyin Reb Chaim Cohen, and Hashem helped me to be mechazik the psak that I said to my father-in-law, that he should remain silent. So there are a number of reasons that he should remain silent. Number one, halacha psuka, Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Vav, Beis Shmuel, Sifkat Yud Zayin, Haner Bas, Lebehem B'chein Aveles, Leruach, Ol Shade. If a woman has bia with a behema, or with some sort of spirit or demon, even though they reproduce, she's not usher to her husband. And he references the Maram Lublin, that a woman is not usher to her husband if she has bia with a shay. And so is brought in the Taz and Sifkat and Tess. This woman who claims that she had beer with a shade, this doesn't answer her to her husband. Why should he be over on the shvur that he swore to her that he's not going to reveal it to her husband if the maaser she's not answer to her husband for this supposed act of beer with a shade? Number two, Halo nishba b'chayo lamim b'shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalo v'galos shama l'shum adam imkein l'hagid adover l'shar b'nei adam imbo srach mitzvah v'chal ha'shvua melech ol ha'shvua gam kein neged ha'bal b'koyla v'mashu ro v'shama v'ino m'gal l'baylu v'shav v'shev al taisa gam shabal oi b'voys en maise b'ila So the shvu is chal, even if it's not chal vis-a-vis the baal, but it's chal vis-a-vis because maybe he has to halachically tell the baal, and therefore the shvu is not chal. But still, it's chal l'gabe everybody else. So now it's chal b'koilel with the baal also. Once it's chal l'gabe everybody else, so it's chal on the baal as well. Normally we say in Shavua Chal Al Shavua. Or Pekoilel it is. So even though you're Nishba V'Oimed, maybe to tell the husband, in Har Sinai, maybe he's Chayiv to tell, but it doesn't matter. The Shavua is Chal V'Koilel. Because it's Chal in everybody else. It's also Chal vis-a-vis the husband. And the person, the father-in-law, who's not telling, he's Shev Al Tas, he's passive. The husband's also Maisa, but he's only Shev Al Tas. B'chem B'vor B'no De Bihuda, famous Tshuva, Chelik Rishon, we discussed in the past. Eben Ezer, Simon, Echai Orchaim, Simon Lamed Hey, very famous Maisa there. The woman who is unfaithful. And the Nodri Huda said not to tell her husband. Masha Eit Shosek, Veinu Medea, Veshev Val Taisa. So it's only passive, it's not as bad. Chein Muvim B'Seich O'Pashit Gadol, Mavur B'Shulchan Orch Yeredei, Nishba B'Stam Shalecho Matzah, That if a person's nishba, not to eat matzah, not to sit in the sukkah, it's chol b'kola. Mevatel the mitzvah shei b'al tasa. In other words, he's not eating matzah b'chlal, and that includes Pesach. He's not sitting in the sukkah b'chlal. That includes sukkahs. It's chol b'kola. And because it's only shei b'al tasa, it's only pass. He's only passively doing it. Vein b'shachir v'deh Hashem simkan tesva v'shem ram padva. Even if the shvur is not a loisase, as long as you're shev al tase, it's chal. So we have two reasons to tell. Number one, she's not usher with it, with the shade. And number two, we took a shvur and the shvur is chal. Number three, kavod abriyas is so chashev, it's doicha loisase. If it's Sheva al Tasa, even a loisei dairaisa, like we see in the Yerushalmi Brachas Paragimel. The B'nai Kavod Arabim, a Kohen is allowed to become Tame. That's the Yerushalmi. The Gam Khan, Babli doesn't hold that way. Actively become Tamei because of Kavod Abriyas, but the Yerushalmi does. Gam Kana, you have a Kavod Rabbim, Abav, Abanim, B'chol B'nei HaMishpacha. So here also it's Kavod Rabbim. So you have this Kavod Abriyas. So it's a Deich Elois to say B'Shei V'Al Tase. And even though the Noda Behuda says that the Yerushalmi is only Matir, Alts Kavod Abriyas, B'Sha'achas, a momentary Yisr, Avomash Abal Yadurim Ishto, of Yisr's Man Meruba. But here they're going to be having B again and again and again. לדעתי פלא מי ייתן גבול לשעה הזלצל המחשבת ירושלם עם כבד הבריאס ובשל שנתך לא יצא להפוקה אם ייתך עכשיו ולא יצא וכבד הבריאס יבוא אחר כך. So who can give a גבול? But why is it only this time? Maybe the כבד הבריאס is also דוחה for the future. You see, Yerushalmi holds that when you're דוחה the loss, you say there has to be כבד הבריאס now. But it doesn't matter how long how many losses are being nitcha, as long as it's Kavod Abriyas now? Afuke being over and the losses now and the Kavod Abriyas coming afterwards. Every time the husband's with his wife, it's a new Kavod Abriyas. Not to say. And for the eight, it's only Sheva Al Tase. So according to the Bavli, we see in the Sugyan Brachot Yates, it's Dafka the Kavod Abriyas is Doicha Lois to say of Losasar, which is the Rabbanans. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's even Doraisas that the Gemara says in Nazir Zayin Aleph, Mashi Tamar Adon Kavod Arabim, can the Kohen be Matam himself with Kavod Arabim, and then it brings a Braisa that are the two acceptable roads. One rechoyke b'torah b'achatz korvu tumei, and Rabbim holchem rechoyke olachimon. Im la b'korvu b'nei kavod Rabbim. He always goes with the Rabbim, kavod Rabbim. And the Gemara there says even if it's menat Torah, you have the union of kavod Abriyas. So again, you have three reasons. You have the nivelas l'shade, smutaris l'bayla. Two, he swore to God. This is the shua chal. Three, Kavod Abriyas. And number four, Alo Isha Muchzekes Becheskes Kashus Rakir Eloinis Kazesh Nitvak Bokshed Rachman Aslan Vesek Fufa Vasur Tachas Rishus Lai De Mishlachas Royim Asher Loisa Lachaber Sabre Shanasa Lavlu Ye Shai De Hegel Nisratis Lai Rotzen Oinesu. So she's under the spell of this shade. And it's onus. Because because she has no way alone. The shade's going to be stronger than her, and she couldn't. She wasn't released until he took this knife and slashed the pillow and weakened the shade. So therefore, you shouldn't. She's Anusa. You shouldn't say anything. And then the Machane Chaim launches into a long discussion. He brings the Shita of Rav Chaim Cohen, who holds that she's asr to her husband. But in the end, his maskana is that she's didn't say anything, and that she's permitted to her husband. And there's a tshuva about this. How did I see this tshuva? I found it. So I was learning through the Abi Omer in the Chelek Evan Ezer and Simon Tez Zayin. It's a short tshuva, just a column and a half, with a lot of sources. And he starts, Risi v'nasan alibi ma'ashakasa v'shut machne chayim simenon hei ma'isen noira v'ishe shabab v'ad sheid l'acha leidasa v'ayam otsiyam emitasa v'ayam boiz l'osa b'midbar. The sheid would take the woman out of her bed and take her to the desert, to the forest, and have beer with her. And then they stabbed the sheid and they saved the woman, like we saw in the story. There was a maisa with a certain chassid who said, don't trust yourself until you're old. And when you're old, everything is cool. And then a ruach comes and tests him. And the question is, Asas Rucha Chada Rucha V'Nesise, a certain spirit came and tested him. And then it says, Ushrei Sahive. And he started to err after her. In other words, he wanted to have relations. She said to him, "Lo titzok. Don't feel bad. Ruach ana. I'm a spirit. Azil v'shtavi lechaverecha. Go and be equal to your colleagues. In other words, formulate the Mishnah. Not at yom ziknuscha, at yom moscha. Because we learn al tamid ratzma at yom moscha. This chassid wanted to say, Om Ziknuscha, you see, even until you're deaf, even when you're old, you can't trust yourself. So the Maram Diluzanu, he brings a nuscha that this Sheda came to the Musisha, and he actually slept with her. And then he had tsar, and she said, no, don't have tsar, I'm a demon. So you see that the demon it isn't considered relations. The Munkacha brings the Mice of the Machne Chaim, he brings the Maram Lublin, and he brings the Yerushalmi that we just quoted, and then he quotes the Korban Eda that he actually slept with it, with this shade, and it's still not considered an Avera, but it's not Muchach and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, it's Mashma that it didn't actually have Bia. But if they would have had Bia, then maybe it would have been Asu. It would have been considered a Bia Asu. And in the Orzerua Gadol and Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, he writes, Lo Sinov, Shlo Yanoif, Biyanov, Regal, Avlan, Ruch, Asim, Ben Mishim, Niuf, Moshem, Ratan, Chum, Pazik, Zed, Sefer, Tov, Sa'atam, Shkolosim Shanim Shapirish Adam Yishto Eruchas Bos Etzlo Min Siachamos Mimeno Vyodos Mazikin. Chem Yosem Maisi Shiro Lachosid Echad Shemizdam Lo Shida Achas Pidmus Isha U Pititos of Nizdavig Lo Vyomaki Purma even at Sam Rodachosid Al Pach at Shabo Lo Vyo Romulo Potter Atashenu Lo Shida Miskara Daita. So it brings from the Medrash that when Adam separated from his wife, the spirits would come and they would have mezikim from Adam Arishan. The spirits would get warmed up from Adam and then Yodos mezikim. The Maisa the Chassid, he says it was Yom Kippur when this happened, and the Chassid had a lot of tsar, and then Eliyahu said, no, it's fine. It's only a Shida. It's only a female demon. And therefore, you shouldn't feel bad. So you see that it's not Kiznus. And the Bereishis Rabba brings Parashas Vayishlach, Amud Kuf Mem Vav, Maisa, Maisa B'chassid Echad. But the rabbi said, Al Tam Batzmach Ad Yom Moscha, and he said, no, Ad Yom Zeknuscha, it's Yom Kippur. He goes to the Gina to urinate. The Kaddish Baruch Hu sends a ruach. It looks like a beautiful woman. Nobody as beautiful as her in the world. And then he asks her for relations, and she says, hey, it's Yom Kippur, and I'm an Eishes Ish. And he says, all right, I'll take the sin. Don't worry about it, it'll be okay. That's the Yetzer Hara speaking. Anyway, that's what he said. He had Bia, and he got sick. He got sick, Meirov Tsar, for this Maisa. And then she went, she said, no, don't worry, I'm only a spirit, I'm not a person. But you should listen to your friends who said, Al Tam Batzbach Ad Yom Moscha. And not Ad Ziknuscha. So you see, like the Karban Eda, you see from the Arzarua, and this Medrash, that it's, Yimamish was, he was Nichshel, not like the Munkachim. Now, the Sheila Shlomo, and yet you see, despite the fact that he was Nichshel, it's not considered a Biyasura. It's only a demon. But it's important to note that in the Tshuvas Sheila Shlomo, in Simon Pei Beis, he talks about an Eishes Kohen who says that the Shei had beer with her, the door was locked, she muteris labayla, she is mefalpa b'divrei amarami l'blin, since says v'chas shachav ish osa, lo mishein o ish, so there's a miyut of a Shei. And here he says, now this is very important. She'efsher, she rak pri dimyona, maybe it's all the fruit of her imagination, her fertile imagination. So he says, let's not be so sure that we're actually talking about a demon. Maybe it's not a demon. And it's not like in the Marim of Lublin. Maybe there, the woman was totally awake and aware. And if she knew it was a demon, or in the case of the Machne Chaim, where the demon took the woman out to the field. But don't be so sure it's a demon, and she has no right to ask herself. In the Mishnah Halacha, Sri Menashe HaKadmon, in Reshit Zayin, Chelek Hei, he's masing on the Munkacher, who says that the Chassid didn't have beer with this shade from the Arzarua. You see from there, where he quotes the Medrash, he did. And the Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael, or Yisrael Veltz, who's a Hungarish, a Rav, who Vadi used to like him. Yordan Simon Lamed, he brings the Sheila Shlomo, and he writes the Rav Zelig Bengis agreed with him that the woman is an Aser. And Tshuva Zecher Yehosef in Chelek Beis in the Talukas HaGadus in Perek Vav, he brings the Maharam Lublin, and he writes a quote in Koma Munach Shal Vav Lo Tehasri Shin Zinsa Vekresi Bei Shinei Ukshtam Shinim Melech Vavis Baila. Just know, says the Shud Zecher Yehosef, which is a very, very chashuv tshuva sefer written by a Gana Gaonim of Yosef Zecharia Stern. He lived from 1831 to 1903. So, numerous Gedolei Yisrael asked him Shailas, Maran of Kuksatzal, the Baal Estei Chemed, Chaim Chizkiya Medina, Rav Eliyahu Dever Rabinovitz Tumim. Very, very chashuv tshuva sefer, Zecher Yehosef. Akoponim, he writes that there were a lot of priests who used to mislead women, and they would say that they're some sort of idol or something. But no, they were just regular guys, they're priests. In other words, sometimes these women are going to think in their imagination that it's a demon, and maybe the person will say it's a demon, but it's really just a guy. It's a real guy, so it could be they're imagining the whole thing. It could be they're not imagining. It could be they're imagining that it's a demon and it's really a person. And that we have in the Yerushalmi and Shabbos that we quoted in the Tanchuma. You can't learn halacha from a gadus. And therefore this woman loses her cheskas kashrus. You see, a woman is pregnant, and she says she's a demon. Don't believe it. It was a demon. Don't believe her. But ain't varav mukhrachim. It's not mukhrach, like he says. So I saw that tshuva in the Mishpatei Uziel. It's in chelik in Siman Yud Aleph. Even Ezra Madura Tinyana, and he brings sources that Bia with the Behema doesn't answer, and therefore Bia with the Shade also won't answer. And he brings the Reb Chaim Cohen, who wants to bring a Raya from a Rashbam. But he says there is no Raya from the Rashbam, that you can have a person born from a relationship with a Shade or a Shida. That doesn't say that in the Rashbam. And Lalacha Lamaisa, he paskins that this woman is mutter. But we really run into trouble because, on one hand, it's safe to assume that it isn't a demon, and therefore it's a person, and a person taka answers her. Maybe she thinks it's a demon. Maybe she's just imagining the whole thing, and she's not a suit. Akopanim, the Mishpatei Zil is mati her, and the Maram Lublin is mati her, and the Machne Chaim is mati her, and Chacham Ovadia is mati her. So you have a whole bunch of poskim, very chashuv poskim, the Sheila Shlomo. So this is a fascinating topic, which goes into the realm of a human psychosis as well. And the occult, human psychosis, halacha, it all comes in here. You don't know exactly what's going on. So obviously many people don't believe in demons at all. But the Rambam believe in demons. This is a letter from Rav Huttner that he's not really cholek on Chazal. Chazal, we're talking about a person's subjective reality. The Rambam is talking objectively. Rav Huttner says something to that effect. And they were talking about different realities, the way what a person perceives there would be demons, but there aren't necessarily objective demons, as the Rambam was saying. But whether one believes in demons or not, so these women say they have beer with a demon. So that's what they're saying. So maybe it was a person. Maybe they're imagining it. It doesn't really matter whether demons exist. And whether demons aser, some Pashtus demons don't aser. Right? You need a raya that they do, and we don't have any clear raya adaram. You see from Chazal, not that way. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this fascinating topic and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochet, lumodu lamed, lishmo velasas, lakam is called Ibrahim Samu Teresa Hava. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.